Troy Coughlin Jr. Please tell me they don't call you Junior in the Coughlin compound. It's Troy, TJ. What do they call you?
Well, it's Troy Coughlin Jr., but I get a TJ, a Junior, a Troylet. It depends on who's...
Troylet?
I know. It depends on who's yelling at me.
Do they? You let them get away with Junior? I mean, I'm a Junior. I wouldn't let them tell me that when I was growing up.
See, I'm indifferent. I'm proud of it. I like being Junior. My dad's a good man.
That's fair. That works. Your dad is a good man. I like your dad. It's good to see you growing up, and now you are, you've moved from what, super gas to top fuel in like one giant leap.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild deal. What's all happened? I ran super gas super comp last year, competed in the pro mod class in 2015 with my dad Troy Senior, and it's just got the idea from my grandfather. Hey, what do you think about a top fuel license? And here we are.
Just like that.
Well, I wish it was just like that, but, we took all of 16 to look, search for funding and search for teams and look for the best deal possible. We just, got a hold of the Coletta guys, and here we are. And his first for six races was our goal for this year with them. And then this opportunity with JR going up to the DHL Funny Car opened us for the Sealmaster Dragster.
Wow. That's a whole career in about, 8 months?
That's what I said. Wow. Yeah, I was dumbfounded, honestly. It was just the right place at the right time and just being there, having a goal.
The Coughlins are normally door slammer guys, and now you're in top fuel. Is there anything anybody could say to you that could help you? A lot of uncles and brothers and so forth, cousins in there?
They all do. They all say great things and that stick with me because they know the sport of drag racing really well and they know the insides and outsides. And when it comes,
is there a lot of stuff that compares between top fuel and door slammers? I mean, there's a lot of difference between a 990 car and a 390 car.
The way they feel, yes, there's a giant difference, but as far as the mental focus and the ability to get your mind in the right place, that's the same in every car you drive. And I think if you start the focus system, that you'll make it work. You'll make the transition smoother. Not saying it's simple, but I'm still in that transition phase.
How old are you?
26.
26. Wow. This jacket might be older than you. 26. I was told once that a top fuel car, the greatest part about those 4 seconds is when it hooks up at about halfway through the thing. And if it's hooked up right, it comes on like gangbusters and it feels like you're just along for the ride. Have you experienced that yet?
Absolutely. In testing, Rob Flynn and Connie Coletta had this thing as a Sealmaster Toyota top fuel car tuned up because about 300 feet, it just starts to arch and march just the further it goes.
Arch and march.
Harder it pulls, the further she goes.
You got it all in there. What is a Sealmaster Toyota? You haven't been around long enough to learn it that well, dude. Is that one of the lessons that the Coughlin boys teach you?
Yeah, I think between the whole group at Coletta Motorsports, they've been supportive and have just kind of shown me along the ropes as we approach them.
You and JR, Todd, your teammate at Coletta Motorsports, you're in different cars, obviously, but you're both new at what you're driving. Have you been able to kind of help each other and be a support to each other?
Definitely a support team for sure. He helps me a tremendous amount, being he drove the car that I'm driving last year, and just kind of helping me with the way I'm making my corrections and the way I'm driving and my approach. So he's been a tremendous help, but I haven't had much to offer really for him yet.
All right. Troy Coughlin Jr., I ask this question of a lot of people, especially when I talk to him for the first time. What's in your iPod? What kind of music you listen to?
Oh, I listen to pretty much everything, but lately it's been classic rock. I like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, a lot of the older bands through the 70s and 80s, and just like good, relaxing, up to a nice tempo beat.
You ever use music to get you ready for the race or calm down after a race?
Every single day, every single run. It's like a system.
Really? You got a system? So what's the one song, AC/DC maybe, that gets you pumped up and ready?
That's a pretty good fire-up song. That's usually in the morning hours. I'll listen to that to get me fired up. But right before the run, I like some of the softer classic rock, like a Pink Floyd album, or just listen to it, something to get you in a calm, relaxed zone, and that you can lay flat on your back and just think about all the great moments you've had at a racetrack to get you thinking in the right path.
Troy Coughlin Jr. is a headbanger. Can we say that?
I could. Yeah, that's pretty safe to say.
That's incredible. When you get in the car with your dad, is he changing the channel on the radio, or do you put in the earphones and don't worry about him?
We listen to the same music. I grew up listening to it with them.
That's how you learned it?
We would travel to the races in our truck and trailer, and Uncle John would have some Journey on, or my dad would put some Def Leppard on, and it's just what I heard, and I liked it.
So what's your drop the mic song? What's the one thing that, when you listen to it, that's the thing that gets you pumped up the most?
That's such a hard question. There's so many good songs to do that too, but I don't know. That's too tough of a question.
Let's back up a step. What's the drop the mic group that, for me, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. All music starts at Earth, Wind, and Fire. What's the one for you?
Well, I'd say Pink Floyd or Led Zeppelin. Probably Zeppelin. Now, right now, it's Zeppelin. That's who I've been listening to the most.
I'm proud of you, dude. Somebody that young reaching back, that's cool. Good luck this year.
Houses of the Holy album is a pretty good one.